But I just got a little message. I'm not going to worry too much today. Yeah. I'm not going to worry too much. But my message today that the Lord gave me, I want to speak on, is in John. St. John. Almost 14 and 11. And I'm going to do a little bit in the 16 and 23. And I'm going to end up in Revelations. Yeah.
So
14 and 11. Uh-huh. And then 16 and 23. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then Revelation 22 and 12, I'm going to end up in my favorite scripture.
Yeah.
We're going to go to 8. We're going to start on 8. Philip said unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me?
Yes.
Huh? Philip, he answered the question to him, He that hath seen me hath seen the who?
Father.
And how, what sayest thou then, show us who?
The Father.
You didn't understand. He said, believe thou, not that what?
I am in the Father.
And the Father where?
In me.
The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of who?
The Father.
That dwelleth in me. Thank you, Jesus. He what?
He doeth the word.
Thank you, Jesus. Why did Jesus say that? Because he was what?
Because he was the Word.
The Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. But down here in the 11th verse, this is the part I want everybody in the building to hold on to. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me. This is the part I want you to get right here. I want you to say this part with me. Or else, believe me for what?
The very worst
sake. Jesus said that for a reason. You know why Jesus said that to the disciples and the people that were standing around? It's not that they didn't believe. They didn't understand. A lot of things Jesus said, the people didn't understand. And some people to this day don't understand. So Jesus said, basically in his word, if you don't understand, just believe what?
For the work today.
Just take my word.
Amen.
Everybody is not going to understand the word of God.
Amen.
That's why Jesus said that to his disciples. But if you just believe what my words say and do it.
Yes.
See, he knew that far off up until now.
Yes.
The time that he was here, the time that he left, he knew that he had to leave this message to the world.
Yes.
Because everybody ain't going to get it.
Yes.
But that don't mean they can't be saved.
Yes, right.
Huh? Everybody is not going to be a bishop.
Yes, right.
Everybody is not going to be a pastor.
Amen.
And everybody ain't going to be a missionary. Can I go on?
Amen.
A great teacher.
That's right.
Just because you're not that, that don't mean God is going to forsake you.
Amen.
You are just important to God as a man that can take the word and expound the word so well. God, there's no,
all right.
Oh, he's higher than you. No, we right here.
That's right.
If you just what?
Believe
for the very what?
Work, very work sake.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See, if the world get that, huh? And believe,
yes.
Now, what he left us a message on how to get saved.
Yes.
He didn't just, okay, I see y'all now, you know.
Yeah.
He told the disciple exactly what to say and what to do to be saved,
yes.
Them first.
Yes.
And then how to tell others how to be saved.
Yes. All right.
He let them know that by name, is the only name that's given among what?
Men.
Well, what?
Be saved.
That's how you must be saved.
Yes.
His name.
Yes.
is what cleanses us from our sin.
Hallelujah.
See, it had to be a sacrifice, right?
Yes.
Nobody else could do the sacrifice but God.
All right.
He performed that.
Yes.
But after that, what's the steps of being saved?
Yes.
Knowing how to tell somebody how to be saved.
Yes.
Obey the command that Jesus gave the apostles.
Yes.
Which Peter did. He stood up and told everybody to be baptized. We repent of your sins.
Yes.
Be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
All right.
For the remission of sin.
Uh-huh.
See, the symbolic of the water is the symbolic of the tomb.
Yes.
That Jesus went in.
Yes.
Jesus was buried down in the tomb. And the water on earth is the witness to God that your sins was buried. When you go down in the water in the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
and come up out of that water, your old man is still in the water.
All right.
You buried.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Old Aaron is buried.
All right.
And left. But it's only one way now. You can't just put me in the water. I baptize you and dip me in the water and bring me up.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. You have to use the name of Jesus Christ.
God didn't say baptize you in titles.
That's right.
Huh? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's titles.
Yes.
He said to baptize in what?
Name.
In the name.
Christ.
And that's what Peter stood up and said, to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. What? As long as the person repent of their sin, go down in the water in Jesus' name and come up, it doesn't mean that you're going to be a preacher that's going to be famous.
Uh-huh.
Oh, huh? Everybody's not going to be famous. I don't want to be no famous preacher. I want to be lowly in heart.
Okay.
I'm shy anyway, huh? I'm too shy to be famous. I don't want to do that, huh? I don't want to be no big preacher everybody flock to, huh? I don't want to do that because they ain't going to flock to me because I'm going to tell the truth.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell them what the words say. They ain't going to like me, huh? I want to be one of the preachers where they throw stones at me. Huh?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I know I'm doing something, saying something right.
All right.
Thank you, Jesus. And everybody is not going to be famous. Everybody is not going to be big. But if you're a saint of God that believed for his very what?
Works.
You went down in the water in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You did exactly what Jesus said you to do. And you're just a sweet, most people, I love sweet, mild, no temper saints. You know those saints you just want to be close to? Huh? A saint that you want to pray for you? And you know, you know, when you come up, you know, my mom was one of those saints. Quiet, huh? Didn't fuss and stuff. You just wait on Jesus. Huh? So you don't have to be famous. You don't have to be big in the church.
That's right.
The main thing is, we got to please who?
Jesus.
Thank you. We're going to find out that in a little bit. You know, we are so blessed. I wanted to use, go right here to the 16 and 24. It was a verse. And in that day, ye shall ask in what? And ye?
Now therefore.
Yes.
Have sorrow.
Yes.
But I will see you again. And your heart shall rejoice.
Uh-huh.
And your joy no man taketh from you.
Do you hear the part? You in sorrow, but what?
But I will see you again.
What do you mean when you say that?
Back again for it.
So before he come back, what do you do? Huh? They were sorry that Jesus left them.
Yes. Okay.
Huh?
Yes.
But he was letting them know, I see you again.
I will see you again.
And what?
Your heart shall rejoice.
Yes.
And your joy, no man take it from you.
Yes. Uh-huh. So what did he mean when he said, I see you again? How, in what manner?
As glorified body. As spirit.
As spirit. What spirit?
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
All right. Yes.
Oh, Jesus was letting them know, I'm not going to leave you here by yourself.
Right.
I came down here and told you to do all this and how to live and be holy and everything and just leave you.
Yes.
Leave you hanging out there on the limb. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to come back again. That's how that?
Yes.
I'm coming back. We're going to find out too as we go down. And what it say?
And in that day.
In that day.
You shall ask me nothing.
Yes.
Verily, verily, I say unto you.
Yeah.
whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you.
He will give it to you. And then say what?
Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name.
Yes.
Ask and ye shall receive, that the joy may be full.
Yes.
These things have I spoken unto you in Proverbs.
Hallelujah.
But the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs.
Uh-huh.
I shall show you plainly of the Father.
Like, what do you mean by that?
That I show him. Showing him himself.
He said, I'm going to send you the what? And what he meant by I will show you, the Holy Ghost will show you, continue with you. I'm not going to leave you hanging down here by yourself, because I know you can't make it here.
Yes.
You can go down in the water in Jesus' name, but you still can't make it by yourself.
Yes.
He didn't leave us alone.
That's right.
Amen.
That's why he said, well, I'm going to send you the Comforter.
Yes.
Comforter. Mm-hmm. Huh? Which is the what?
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So, as long as you have the Holy Ghost, you got it made with Jesus.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
You got it made. Because Jesus is going to do what with you? He's going to comfort you.
Yes.
He's going to keep you.
Yes.
A lot of people worry, they get nervous about not having an office in the church. You know, I'm not doing nothing. I don't know. You is doing something. It ain't that you're not doing it. You living right? Huh? Walking upright before God?
Mm-hmm.
Obeying the word of God? You doing something.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Some people think, oh, by having an office in church, I'm something. Huh? That having an office in church don't make you saved.
That's right.
It don't. It just makes you have more responsibility.
That's right.
That's all.
That's right.
But that's not a ticket to heaven.
Amen.
It's not a ticket to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. The ticket to heaven is doing what?
Living right.
Walking upright. Before God.
That's right.
That's the ticket. Thank you, Jesus. You believe, huh? You believe what Jesus said. When you believe what Jesus said, what you do?
You obey.
Obey is a good word.
His
word. So, past obey, what you do? When you believe, you're obeying, right?
Yes.
So, obeying, that means you.
You're living holy.
Your actions.
Yes.
You're doing it. That's how you believe. You believe by doing what God said, His word. Obeying His word. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. In the end, we're going to get rewarded. I got it here in the Bible. Well, see? Mm-hmm. Let's see. Let's go to Revelation. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 22. When you find it.
In
12. I got it. And behold, I come quickly.
Yes.
And my reward is with me.
Yes.
To give everyone, well, every man, according as his what?
His work shall be.
What's that? He's coming. When he comes, quickly, he's going. He's coming with the reward. It's coming with him. Huh?
Yes.
It must going to be huge. Coming behind him, because he says it's with him.
Yes.
It's almost like Santa Claus would come with the big bag. Whoever believe in Santa Claus, I don't believe in no Santa Claus now. But you know how they show Santa Claus come on the sled with a big, big giant bag throwing presents out and stuff?
Hallelujah.
Well, Jesus coming with his big bag. It's going to be huge. It's probably going to be the size of the moon. Because it's going to be a lot of people he's going to reward. But why? What reward is he going to get? He's going to reward you because you come to church and you're on earth your board and you're faithful to the earth your board. You're a pastor. You're faithful to. Is that your works? That's the works he's talking about?
No, the works of righteousness.
Come on now.
Make it plain, too.
Yeah.
Because you believe, right?
Believe, yes.
And then after believing, what you do, Ted?
Do it.
You do it.
Jesus,
don't do it. In the olden days, saints used to follow people around, make sure they're living right. You don't have to do that. God is already doing that.
Amen.
That's too much work.
Yes.
I ain't got no time to run around with, make sure you save and you ain't doing something wrong or something like that. I ain't got time for that. I got the other two busy trying to keep myself right.
That's right.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo.
Exactly.
I don't have no room for it.
Yes.
Now, if you do something in front of me, I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, Don, I don't think that you shouldn't be doing that. But I ain't going to follow nobody and snooping in their house, coming around, looking. Hey, I'm not going to do that. God, just, that's his department. That's not my department. He's going to come with a reward according to the way you live.
Yes.
Huh?
The way you live.
Being a pastor, being a missionary, being a ursa board, being on a choir director, that's just extra stuff. You know what that stuff is? It's to keep you occupied.
Right.
Keep your mind busy.
That's right.
See, that's why saints need to be busy.
Yeah.
You know, in something. I do something. I just support.
Yeah.
If you just be here to support the work of the Lord, to keep your mind from being driven, you know, going this way, going that way.
Yeah.
If you do that, if you never come to the church and participate, pay in the service,
mm-hmm.
huh? And then you start drifting off to the,
you know,
going to the clubs, going to the parties, and tipping a little bit, you know, and kind of on.
Yeah.
We can't leave no room for that.
Amen.
Sometimes I just stay home. I just stay home. The boy, the devil, I just stay home. Huh? Stay around the house, work around the house, just to keep my mind on Jesus, not to come in contact with nobody. You know, that's how I do. That's how I live. You have to. Because there's just so much stuff going on in this world. And I am determined to not let nothing cheat me out of my reward.
Amen.
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 So what you have to do to receive the reward of Jesus?
Believe
and obey and live it. That's what you got to do. No lip service. I love the Lord. I show it. When you busy in Jesus, hallelujah, that's showing that you are serious and believe what God tells you to do. Because when he comes quickly, it's too late. Thank you, Jesus. Everybody is going to be rewarded.
Yes.
The sinner is going to be rewarded.
Yes.
That's on the backwards on.
Right,
the sinner is going to be rewarded. Thank you, Jesus. The one that did not obey his word is going to be rewarded by God. No, you got to stay here. I'm sorry. Mm-mm, you didn't make it. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. You didn't make it. Thank you, Jesus. I firmly believe when you die, you find out, did I make it or not? Huh? The Bible says Jesus is going to separate the wheat from the what?
Yeah.
So when he's going to separate that? The day of the Lord is when the final judge.
All right.
Thank you. But when you die in sin, you will know you died in sin.
Yeah.
And when you die in the Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to know.
Hallelujah.
You died in Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
You're going to know. Thank you, Jesus. If you live, when the day of the Lord comes in the rapture, fine, when he comes in the rapture, get the church away, you're going to know if you made it or not. Are you going to know it?
Amen.
If you're looking up and see everybody else flying, you still on the earth, you know, you're going to know. Something wrong here. Maybe another wave of people going to go. Huh? Is that what the Bible says? Another wave of people. What did it say?
It says the dead in Christ.
And what?
Christ first.
Yeah.
And then we that are alive remain are going to be caught up.
It's going to be one wave.
That's one right. wave.
Ain't going to be no two or three waves. God going to take the first wave and come out and get the second wave. Come out and get the third wave. No, it's going to be one wave.
One.
All the saints of God. Gonna rise and fly away with Jesus. That's right. That's when you know you made it with God. Thank you, Jesus. And those that didn't make it with God, they definitely gonna know they didn't make it with God.
Right.
Thank you, Jesus. So God's coming with his word. My main message is, don't worry about what you know. Thank you, Jesus. What you don't know. Jesus opened the door for you. Where you're not going to be the smartest person in the church. Huh? You're not going to be a Bible scholar in the church. But if you just believe my work. Huh? If you believe why I came here.
Yes.
I came here to redeem my people.
Yes.
And while I was here, I decided I'm going to also redeem the Gentiles.
Yes.
Along with the Jews.
Yes.
Or the Hebrews. That's what he did.
Yes.
He came down here, stayed here
33
y'all following. He came here, and it was time for him to go back where? I talk to y'all because, see, I don't preach up here by myself. Huh? I don't like no quietness, you know, when I'm preaching. I don't know, no. Y'all gonna say what?
Amen.
I want to hear some feedback.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I want to hear some feedback. I want to make sure you're listening to me.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So, what we got to do?
Live right.
Uh-huh.
And be ready.
Obey and live right.
Obey.
Get our reward.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
That's why it's our job. Every saint should have the mind to want to testify, witness for Jesus.
Yes.
Telling people what to do. To be saved. How to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's going to be a day with, almost like Lot. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
And a day almost like Noah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. A few people. A scattered people all over the world. Is going to make it with the Lord. And one thing I want y'all to know. You know what I'm going to say, huh? What I'm saying. One thing I want you to know. Y'all know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure I'm going to be in that number. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be in that number with Jesus. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, that number is, it's at the door. I'm telling y'all right now, it's at the door. God has showed me some stuff in his word about what's going on in the world about gay people. The Bible said when the abomination of desolation is set up, if y'all get the scripture, it's when it's set up on the earth, and Man Glory was watching the commercial, thinking you can't even watch the commercial on TV now.
Oh, no.
One lady on commercial, well, honey, I'm ready to raise a family, start a family, but talking to a woman, and then they kissed each other on a commercial.
Now you gotta
They having commercial with men and having commercial with women, same sex. The Bible says, Jesus says, it's an abomination. And when it gets set up in our society as a legal thing to do, that the earth was gonna vomit its inheritance. It's in the word.
Yes, it is. He's gonna have a lot of eruptions.
Yes, he said in the way back. He said when they get set up. It's going to vomit. People don't understand. Vomit is it's inheritance. Inheritance means, see this drought we're in? You think it's an accident?
No.
The volcanoes going to pop up places where they never knew they was. The ground going to open up. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Huh? Yellowstone is the big one.
Yeah,
it's a bit. Yes, it's starting to move. It's starting to do stuff. It's going to happen. Once it's set up on the earth, it's not going backwards. Okay? God's word is efficient. And it won't come back what? When God speaks, it's going to be done. It's set up on the earth now that men marrying men, women marrying women. Thank you, Jesus, huh? Now, it's going forward. As we go, things are going to start happening. And y'all remember this.
Yeah.
You remember this.
Okay.
When you see a hurricane, been plenty of hurricanes. As long as I've been living, been plenty of hurricanes. But it's going to be a hurricane so big. That's what it means about the earth. It's going to vomit.
Yeah.
destruction is coming on the land. See, ain't nobody paying attention to what's happening over in the Middle East. Huh? Ain't nobody paying attention to what happened to that plane shot down with the Russians. Once the Russians start a war and the United States get involved and all the other nations get involved, it's going to be a war that's not going to stop. It's going to be a war that's not going to stop. So, what you got to do? Believe God. Believe Him for more, like it's your last breath. Get in the Word of God. Don't get nervous. Don't get all upset. Open your Bible and just start reading God's Word and start talking to Jesus. Because it's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen in my time. EJ, my little EJ grandson time. But it's happening. It's going to come. It's going to be like a travel with child. That's what's happening. I come to church. The Lord don't have to whoop me or do something to me or give my attention to come to church to worship Him. I'm coming willingly, cheerfully. Thank you. Anybody say cheerfully?
Cheerfully.
Happy.
Happy.
Come on, y'all sound dead. Come on now. Cheerfully.
Cheerfully.
Move your bones. Say cheerfully.
Cheerfully.
I'm glad. Say I'm glad. To praise the Lord. Nobody had to tell me to come to church. Come on, say nobody.
Nobody.
I don't need the president to call me to come to church.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Preachers supposed to call each other.
Yes.
Call them the elders.
Amen.
And the widows and the, you know, people, you know, you all right? That church to do some sin. That's our job.
Right.
For to see. We don't see somebody here on Sunday for Sunday after Sunday after Sunday after Sunday. Something wrong.
Something wrong.
We get on the phone and we call them. Find out where they at. What you doing? Huh?
How you doing?
You all right? You ain't, you know, dying or nothing, are you? You know, that's supposed to do. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad to serve the Lord. Yeah, make me hungry and thirsty after His Word.
That's right.
Thank you. It's going to take the Word of God to keep us.
That's
thank you,
right.
Jesus. The Holy Ghost is on the side to talk to you and communicate with you, be with you all the time.
Yes.
The Holy Ghost is with you every minute.
Yes.
That's all?
Every second. Nanosecond.
Is that all?
Every moment.
How many days a week?
7.
Uh-huh. Do it sleep at night when you sleep?
No.
What it do?
It's right there.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Protecting you. So I appreciate y'all coming out today. Y'all keep on keeping the mind to come. One day, people going to catch on. They're going to catch on and find out why we come to church. Thank you, Jesus. Open the door. It's open for people that want to come and worship God with us.
Yeah.
If they want to learn more, we here. We had a good service on Wednesday, didn't we?
Yeah, man.
I enjoyed Wednesday. It was very good. Nice lesson. Yes, gonna be ready. Gonna be ready for the next one.
Yeah.
We're gonna have Wednesday night. We're gonna have our Bible study. So those could come out. Come on out. Come on out. So I'm not going to worry y'all no more. Yeah, so this time we'll dismiss. May Allah watch. Between
me and thee.
One for another.
Where we're
absent. One for another. This we do. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus'
name. We pray.
Amen.